Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor.
Parker and the Mayor.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, you guys are up.
Hey, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson. We're here at the Imagine Theater here in Royal Oak. Come on down. Big event, Mark, going on.
I hear there's a rumor there are Packer fans in the house.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I'm not saying anything yet.
I don't want to say what they used to call me on First Take because of my Aaron Rodgers
Packer thing. Lover.
No, they used to call Rob Packer. That's what Skip's nickname was
for. You even got Packer flowers.
Rob Packer.
Packer flowers for Mom's Day.
Okay.
Mother's Day is this weekend, by the way. Do something nice for your mommy.
Absolutely.
If you're lucky enough to still have your great mother around, do something
nice
for her.
And you already know, Mark. You're absolutely right. Make sure. So we're gonna
don't be like a terrible son like me and not having done anything
Mark,
for
please,
your mother.
You know you love your mom. Come
oh, on. She. Look, I'll find something. Believe me. It will not go unnoticed on Sunday. My problem is that her birthday is like a week and a half ago.
So what is it? You celebrate Mother's Day, and then you give her a birthday present as well. It's simple. Just take care of her.
All good. All good in my hood. That
all
is
right.
For sure.
And we're going to have a special guest coming up in a couple of minutes right at the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that.
We're already well into the second round, Rob Parker. We're waiting on the Lions pick. The Lions were about 9 picks away. Man, come on. Don't do it to me. We're about 9 picks away from the Lions making their second-round selection, which will be number 46 of the 2014 draft, 45, 46, and then 76 will be the third-round pick. But right now the Raiders selection is in. This will be number 36 overall. Willie Brown. Rob, the great Willie Brown is making the call for the Raiders tonight. Where does Raiders at? So good for Willie, one of the great players in NFL history,
to be honest.
He
still looks good, too. Look at him. He's in good shape.
Hall of Famer. I mean, as good as it got back in those days, back in the day. And if he would hurry it up, we would tell you who the Raiders have selected.
I think he's reading his dissertation first before he makes the pick.
Or a commencement speech or something during this graduation season. Something's going on because Willie is still talking, and he has not yet said who the Raiders' selection is in this particular second-round pick. But he will do it momentarily. Oh, my goodness. What are
all
you
right,
doing?
Well, they're screaming and cheering, so they like it, whoever it was.
They have picked Derek Carr, the quarterback. Fresno State is off the board. David Carr's brother.
All right, there you go. From Bakersfield, California. Have you ever been there, Mark, Bakersfield?
I have. I've been to Bakersfield a couple of times. Terrible town.
I know. One of my buddies was. It's not a nice area.
Dude.
It's a desert.
It is desert.
My buddy, Mark, worked the local news there. Dave Northfield, who I went to Columbia with, he was a news anchor there, and I went to visit him and the wife out there, and it was a nice 24-hour visit and kept it moving.
So far, the Texans have taken Xavier Suafilo, right, from UCLA, the offensive lineman with the first pick in the second round. Cowboys went with DeMarcus Lawrence, the outside linebacker. The Browns from Nevada. There's a guy from the University of Nevada, a Wolfpack. Joel Bitonio, tackle, who played for Nevada. And now Derek Carr has gone to the Oakland Raiders. So let's see. That's a position of need for Oakland. They got rid of Terrell Pryor. They need a QB for the future. You got a guy who's got so much upside. I saw him play about 4 or 5 games because they play a lot of the Mountain West teams, obviously. And Derek Carr was every bit. I used to go crazy over him. And then they start losing so much because why, Rob? They couldn't stop anybody. He'd play these 55 to 45 games.
And he couldn't make any stops.
So he would lose. They played Northern Illinois. They played Jordan Lynch. And it was Lynch and Carr. And Jordan Lynch had a great game, of course. But then, you know, I think they beat him because Northern Illinois won almost all their games with Jordan Lynch, who's not getting any love and is not expected to be drafted at all. The Heisman Trophy candidate, not expected to go in the 7 rounds at all. Nobody likes him. I got to believe someone will take a chance as a free agent on Jordan Lynch, but we'll see down the line. All right, look, we got a special guest here in a sec. We're going to do a sports wrap, get you caught up with all that, get you caught up to see what the Tigers are just about to go with the Twins tonight.
So what are they delayed? They actually got a little delayed because of the weather.
Supposedly now it was just a 7:30 start, so they should be starting any minute. No?
7:30 since when? It's always 7:08.
I know, but the delay on the start.
The delay to start. Okay, I was going to say.
That's the update on that, your delay thing.
Okay, I got you.
So it wasn't going to be a long one over at Comerica Park tonight. And, of course, your call is always welcome at 248-848-1130. We're live at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. It's a big night here for the NFL alumni, for the YMCA, student scholarship funds.
A beautiful night to do good things for good people.
And a
right?
great night. It's a little windy out there, but not a problem right now. Right now, we're good to go in Royal Oak as far as weather goes. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Again, live at Imagine Theater in Royal Oak on draft night number 2 at AM 1130 WDFM The Fan.